Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today we look back at two momentous occasions reported in the Barbados Advocate on April 19, 1959. The anticipation surrounding the opening of the Cheapside Market and the bold investment in a drive-in cinema. Down in the narrow alley between Harrison's and Colonnade stores in Bridgetown, vendors did whatever they could to make a living. Women selling fruits and vegetables called out to passers-by and shielded themselves from the harsh midday heat with scraps of cloth, old bags, and even trays held over their heads. Every sale mattered. As one vendor described it, it was a terrible grind to sell a cent. The space was tight, impossibly so. Boxes, baskets, produce, and people all competed for room. In Busby Alley, small wooden shacks lined the path, giving the area the look of a shanty town. Yet, amid the sweat and struggle, hope was rising because in September, a new chapter had been promised, the opening of the Cheapside Market. For many of these vendors, it represented relief, shade from the unforgiving sun, structure, and dignity in their daily work. But not everyone was convinced. Some worried. Would there be space for them? Would newcomers take their place? Would they still earn what they did before? It was a moment filled with both anticipation and uncertainty, a reminder that progress often asked people to take a leap of faith. And while one part of Barbados was wrestling with the realities of survival and change, another was dreaming big, very big. A quiet but ambitious announcement signaled a major shift in how Barbadians would experience entertainment. That vision was brought to the island by Mr. Maurice Jones, attorney for the Rudolph Mahabir circuits of theaters in the West Indies. After returning to Barbados from a high-level conference with the circuit's executives, Mr. Jones confirmed that a bold decision had been made. Barbados was ready for its very first drive-in theater. The move was not made lightly. According to Mr. Jones, the circuit committed an estimated $180,000 to the project, a substantial investment in 1959, signaling both confidence in the Barbadian market and the desire to modernize the island's entertainment landscape. Land for the development had already been secured, and preparations for the site were expected to begin within weeks of the announcement. The proposed drive-in was designed to accommodate 250 cars, featuring a giant screen and state-of-the-art projection equipment capable of showing films in multiple formats, what was then described as all scopes. For Barbadian audiences, accustomed to traditional indoor cinemas, this represented a leap into a more flexible, family-friendly form of leisure. In that single moment in time, as reported by the Barbados Advocate on April 19, 1959, two very different but deeply connected stories unfolded. Both stories were about change, both were about progress. And both reminded us that the Barbados we know today was not shaped by just big ideas and investments, but by the resilience of ordinary people, those who stood in crowded alleys under the sun, and those who dared to imagine something more. Because whether it was a market stall or a movie screen, every step forward began with a vision and the courage to bring it to life.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.